From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. We'll open the hour with Italian tenor saxophonist Valerio Pondrandolfo, teaming up with American jazz piano icon Harold Mayburn and his trio, also featuring John Weber on bass and Joe Farnsworth on drums. The session was recorded in Italy in 2014 and released as the album Are You Serious? Serious spelled S-I-R-I-U-S in this case. One of the most interesting aspects about this recording is that it was funded in part by a crowdfunding campaign. This is becoming an ever-increasingly popular way to fund various arts projects. This piece is from the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein songbook, Make Believe.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a track from Spanish trumpeter Reinald Colom. Reinald's style of playing heavily influenced by the likes of Miles Davis. We listen to a track from his 2012 release Rise with Jure Pukel, tenor sax, Juan Ortiz, piano, Rashawn Carter, bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. It was La Llegada, which I believe is Spanish for The Arrival. Before that, a track from the debut CD from American guitar great Kurt Rosenwinkel. He has been hailed by many as one of the most influential jazz guitarists of his generation. His debut CD from 1996, released on Fresh Sound Records, also based in Spain, is titled East Coast Love Affair. He's in a trio with Avishai Kohn on bass and Jorge Rossi on drums, Jorge also producing the session. We heard their take of a Bill Evans classic, Turn Out the Stars. And we began the set and also the hour with Valerio Pontrandolfo on tenor sax, teaming up with the Harold Mayburn Trio. Make Believe, from their album Sirius, released in 2015. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the Randy Waldman Trio. Randy Waldman on piano, Brian Bromberg on bass, and Vinnie Coletta on drums. And a track from a 2004 release, the album Timing is Everything, released on the Whirlybird label. A rather appropriate title, as Randy is also an accomplished airplane and helicopter pilot. Here, they perform a piece from Friedrich Chopin, The Minute Waltz. Thank you.
it, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can't get it straight, 'cause I want him. I'm gonna just ask him, hey, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Me doubt. You is still my baby, baby, but it seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. I know that a man is just a creature that has always been strange. When I think I've got him all figured out, he's gone and made a change. So, is you is, or is you ain't my baby? Well, maybe baby has found somebody new. Ooh, 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 ooh
Thank you.
Some classic soul jazz out of the mid-60s there, from Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, teaming up with Don Patterson on the Hammond B3 organ, Billy James rounding out the trio. From 1964, the album Shangri-La, released on the Prestige label, we listened to Soul Food. The vocal in the set came from Eden Atwood, and a track from her 1992 Concord Records release. The album No One Ever Tells You, and we heard a piece from the Gershwin songbook from Porgy and Bess, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And we began that set with the Randy Waldman Trio, Randy Waldman on piano, The Minute Waltz, a piece from Chopin, given a jazz treatment by the trio. Look for that on their album, Timing Is Everything. You are listening to The Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with The Jazz Scene, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more info about the show, including detailed playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene, show number 1705. We'll begin our closing set of the hour with another classic track from the year 1964, as we turn to pianist Dave Grusin. Fans of contemporary jazz or smooth jazz will know that name, as in the 70s and 80s, Dave would go on to become one of the originators, if you will, of smooth contemporary jazz. He, along with Larry Rosen, would co-found the GRP label in the late 70s. But in the 60s, Dave was very much a straight-ahead jazz pianist, as demonstrated by this track from his Columbia Records release from 64, Kaleidoscope. He's joined by Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and his future business partner, Larry Rosen, on drums. It's a collection of originals and standards. This is one of the originals, Goswell. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a duo featuring Stephen Riley on tenor sax and John Brown on bass. A track from their collaboration, Once Upon a Dream, a 2007 release from Steeplechase Records, based in Denmark. Another collection of music from the Great American Songbook, we heard Lover, Come Back to Me. Before that, a trio from Israel, fronted by guitarist Yotam Silberstein. Yotam's style of playing has been compared to that of Kurt Rosenwinkel, whom we heard earlier in the hour. A track from their 2004 release, The Arrival, also released on Fresh Sound Music from Spain. Rounding out the trio, Gilad Abro on bass and Doran Tirosh on drums. We listen to Too Close for Comfort, yet another jazz standard there. And we began the set with Dave Grusin on piano, leading his quintet through Goswell from their 1964 release, Kaleidoscope. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.